I'm going to support Canadian, I think I have to watch Schitt's Creek or someone's going to shoot me in the back of the head. I don't think that's up for debate anymore.
You turn in your passport at the fucking door.
Welcome to brunch.
The amount of fucking brunches I've had to endure with you guys.
When you can't get enough of your friends after a late night out and you drag your asses to brunch the next morning.
How are you being, loyal listeners? Thanks so much for joining us. This is Radioactive Spider Pod, the podcast that looks back on the 90s Spider-Man cartoon and asks, wasn't one episode ranking the sex appeal of cartoon men more than enough? Here to bring you a sequel to what may or may not be a popular one-off, I'm your host, the muscular Kevin McAvoy.
Doing some bicep curls with those beer cans, eh?
And with me, as always, my hunky heart throbs, the vascular Vero Taylor.
I am bulging and popping.
Popping and locking. And the pectoral Peter Iskandar.
Wasn't it the same as last time?
How the hell am I supposed to remember that? I don't know. Is it?
But I can't remember a month ago.
Do you have a fin?
I'm pretty sure it's not. Doesn't matter. Yeah, just a reminder, we're going to post pictures and other good stuff maybe on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Give us a follow if you'd be so kind. All the links are on the web. Radioactivespiderpod.com. We're also on Patreon. There's exclusive bonus episodes, outtakes, oddities. That's patreon.com/radioactivespiderpod if you want to support this show.
If you're just starting with this show and are confused about what the hell is going on, allow me to explain. Having completed our task of reviewing the entire 65-episode run of Spider-Man the Animated Series, we're taking it easy with some episodes to celebrate the show and rest on our laurels.
That's right. Since our episode from August 11th of 2020 ranked the male characters by attractiveness, we missed a few that were introduced later in the series, and this will act as a companion piece. I've made a bracket of 16 new hunks for us to judge, the winner of which will have the honor of taking on the previous champion, Sergei Kravinoff, aka Kraven the Hunter. As was the case last time, the majority vote determines who is the hunk and who is the junk, and you can assume we're referring to the sexiest version of the character in question.
Now, we can't participate in this competition without some performance-enhancing drugs, so what's everyone using to get their reps in today, boys?
Anabolic steroids.
Yeah, but it's only the most concentrated, straight in the bum. I got a nice cup of tea and a very potent Caesar.
As for me, I've got a Michelob Ultra, so I can be in the next hunks bracket.
I myself have a coffee and a Caesar.
As always, feel free to play at home. Shall we begin, everyone?
I'm ready to judge some hunks.
Why are we doing this?
Shut up, Peter. Our first matchup of the day is Hobie Brown, aka the Prowler, versus the Beyonder.
That man ought to be me.
God, your greatest challenge awaits.
I mean, the Beyonder is all powerful, and then also has that sweet, like, Wolverine hair.
My problem is that one shot, and I think we put it on the social media, but it was like of the Beyonder from behind, and his ass is so tiny.
He is a flapjack ass. Yes,
he's
that
got
is
the
true.
King Kill pancake ass. I think we made that joke, so like I'm gonna have to go with Hobie purely based on having a normal booty.
I'm gonna have to say Hobie as well, because the Beyonder doesn't have any pupils. So you never know when he's looking at you.
That's creepy, you're right.
I might also go with Hobie in that, you know, yes, the butt, yes, the pupils, but also, that's it.
The fact he has human features is what we're going with.
I really attracted to his human male form.
I'm going to go with Hobie, like what Kevin said.
He could be anyone that you want him to be, but then he still chooses to do that, so... Fuck you, Beyonder. Get out of here.
Oh, see if our guests would like anything cold to drink.
Next up is Omar Mosley, a.k.a. the Black Marvel, versus Benjamin Grimm, a.k.a. the Thing.
I'll make my tea and puppets.
Well, it was a different time then.
Wait, are we talking rock form or human form?
Yeah. We always say the sexiest form, so how you answer that question is going to be very revealing. I'm going to say nippleless human form, I suppose.
I got to give it to Ben Grimm, because, like, human Ben Grimm, because Omar Mosley's an old man, like, really old.
But he's jacked!
They only showed him the one time, really, when he was, like, young. Like, they showed him driving the car.
Yeah, but that's it.
And he looked good there. But, like, you don't get to see very much of him. I think he's got a great voice, and Ben Grimm's kind of annoying, and he's got that receding hairline, but I guess he is honkier, objectively.
I'm going to give it to the Lulu cutoffs for me.
Oh, it's rock the Lulus.
It's the yoga cutoffs that did it, yeah.
Yeah, you could downward dog Ben Grimm? Your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downward dog.
But he also knows how to make tea and crumpets.
I am drinking tea right now, so that's another bonus point for the thing. Okay, I'm going to go Ben as well. Peter, dissenting opinion?
I'm going to go say Omar Mosley, because he was jacked, even at his age, in that Black Marvel costume.
Yeah, that's fair. But it looks like Ben Grimm, despite our hatred of him, wins the day.
That's good enough for me.
Next up, another oldie but a goodie, Keen Marlowe, a.k.a. the Destroyer, versus Maury Bench, a.k.a. Hydro Man.
Oh, we were both head over heels in love with her.
Then you're just gonna have to hate me for all eternity! That's my wife!
Keen Marlowe.
Yeah, Keen Marlowe. Like, Maury grossness aside, those deep lunges that Marlowe was doing when he fought Electro and the Scorpion, like that deep side bend, and that mustache.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we saw a lot more of Keen Marlowe when he was a younger man. Like, they showed him in his prime, in his flashback sequence.
Yeah, that mustache, too, and that voice.
And he still had the mustache for some reason, but it looked good. It's what won him that woman, whose name I fucking forget.
Captain America? No, Miss America.
What? No!
Oh, no, the other
one.
What
he was fighting, the one who turns out that Aunt May is just a piece of shit compared to.
Oh, yeah, Aunt May, the silver medal, yeah.
Lenora Sharp was also on both our minds.
Yeah, all right, Keen Marlowe authoritatively takes the three.
I was hooked on the thrill of it.
Next up, we have Johnny Storm, a.k.a. the Human Torch, versus Uncle Ben Parker.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Did you think things were going to be easy, boy? Huh? Did you?
We saw a lot more of Uncle Ben, including a young Uncle Ben, in those same flashback sequences with Keen Marlowe in the Six Forgotten Warrior episode. So we've got a little bit more Ben to discuss here. So what do we got?
Johnny Storm is, like, prettier, but he's an asshole and a womanizer. So, I mean, Uncle Ben's going to take care of you.
Yeah, I kind of like Johnny Storm in the comics, but in this, he's such a dickhead. He's so whiny.
He's the same in the comics, man.
But only, I mean, earlier especially, like, because he was a teenager, and that he was supposed to be the relatable teenage character, but I don't know. I think I'm going to go Uncle Ben. He looked good when he was young, and he got that responsible older man slacks. Like, he knows his lane, you know? Like, he's ages gracefully. He's got the white New Balance shoes, and he's got the tight tuck into the Dockers.
That denim, that chambray denim shirt, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, he has a level and a tape measure in one of his pockets. Maybe he has access to WD-40, like...
Johnny's supplely drawn lips aside, I will also go Uncle Ben.
Yeah, I'm going Uncle Ben as well. And he has those New Balance 624s.
It's comfort and style.
Johnny's got those dick sucking lips.
Jesus Christ.
Sure.
It's not even noon.
It's 11:59. 22 right now.
And I'm enjoying my season.
So am I.
You did fine tonight. I'm proud of you. I'll miss you.
Next up, we have Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, and Lonnie Lincoln, a.k.a. Tombstone.
My name is Captain America.
This is how I get my jollies.
I mean, I gotta give it to Cap, because Lonnie, like, you barely see him as a human. And I'm really not down with the terrifying human gravestone. That dick's gonna be cold, too, so
Jesus Christ, it's like a popsicle.
Yeah.
I was a little back and forth on this because, like, young Lonnie, actually, he's like, he's jacked. Like, he is like looking good when that shot of when he's talking to young Robbie. Yeah. And Steve Rogers is such a kind of a whiner in the Secret Wars. He's pretty good in the Six Forgotten Warriors, but later on you're like, oh God, this fucking guy.
I disagree, Spider-Man. I should be the leader.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Captain America. Come on.
Lonnie's got the flat top, but then when he's Tombstone, he's got a pig nose, which...
But Captain America's never going to lie to you.
It's true. He won't give you up, let you down, run around. Well, he does run around, actually. I'm going to give it to Lonnie Lincoln as a dissenting opinion, because I think he looked real good when he was young and not a corpse. But Steve Rogers is the winner here.
Black Cat and I will take up the rear.
Next up, we have Reinhold Kragoff, a.k.a. Electro, versus Victor Von Doom, a.k.a. Dr. Doom.
Submission or oblivion? The choice is yours.
I am as pleasing to look at as my benevolence is to behold.
I'm giving it to a...
Doom!
I'm giving it to Victor Von Doom. That handsome face, he's as benevolent as he is to behold.
What?
No, it's...
I don't think that's it.
You really butchered that quote, bro.
Aw. Well, you could slice it in.
I could, but I won't. Yeah, I think through the door here, it's Dr. Doom. Kragoff is like a kind of a... He's oddly ripped, but man, Dr. Doom is a very handsome fellow.
Right?
they literally draw attention to it.
Remember I showed you guys the Secret Wars comic? Woo!
He is spicy.
This responsibility is my destiny. Ah, I grow weary of this exercise and futility.
Next up, we have Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic, versus Harry Osborn, a.k.a. Son of the Green Goblin.
Well, we have our invitation. I don't think we need directions.
I only invited you because my dad insisted. He told me to show a little backbone.
Hunkiness, eh?
You're not even taking this seriously anymore, man.
Yes, I am, wink.
Here's the problem. When Harry takes the goblin serum, he doesn't get, like, jacked, which happened a bit to Norman. Harry, like, just goes crazy. He doesn't go, like, enjoy the stew, like, confident and, like, a bigger... Like, he doesn't look more muscular. So I gotta give it to Reed in that, again, in that onesie, he looks pretty tight. I do like the flash of silver in the hair, you know.
Yeah, the temples. That's a good look. And I mean, if you want to, if you were talking about like he could be whatever you want, like he can literally stretch to any shape. So, you know, you can dabble.
And, you know, he's really into taking care of Stew.
Why is it always Stew with you?
Because it's Sue Storm.
Stew's just such a good guy.
I hope you enjoy the stew.
I think it's because it's Sue Storm, and my brain just mushes the two together.
Stew Storm.
Stew Storm. And he's just like, Sue, my love. Like, I don't know.
He gets real sexual with her that one time when they're in the desert. You're like, what?
I'm Reed all the way.
All right. I'm also on Reed Richards.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to say Harry, because...
So you do!
What is it that Liz says? It's just like...
You know, he's a real sweetheart. I kind of feel sorry for him.
Oh, you just kind of feel sorry for the little guy.
Yeah.
Well, Peter, you can split a late night pizza with him.
I agree with you all.
Next up, we have Quentin Beck, a.k.a. Mysterio, versus Stan Lee.
My holocubes!
Who is that exotic lady?
What? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Stan Lee in this is not super old. He's old, but he's not, you know, like he's in his like 60s, I think.
I gotta give it to Beck. I'm sorry. I'm giving it to Beck.
He's actually surprisingly beefy in this series.
When you see him in the jail cell for The Haunting of Mary Jane, and he's in not his, like, enhanced suit, because you can paint abs on Dr. Octopus. Yeah. And you know what? The low ponytail? I think that was the precursor to the man bun.
The low pony. I forgot about that.
He's the low got that. Pony?
He's got the low pony.
You know, you want to see it loose. Why tie it back, Quentin? Give us the flow. But
I think because it's hiding a massive bald spot, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I forgot about that, and I agree, Vero. I think Quentin Beck's gonna ride that low pony into the second round for me.
And that puka shell necklace that we're pretty sure is hidden somewhere under.
That's true. Also, he's pretty dedicated to the lady he loves, so, you know, there's that.
Miranda Wilson!
Miranda Wilson.
No, I'm gonna have to say Stan Lee, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be doing this.
I mean...
That's true. So he's to blame. Is that what you're saying?
Well, why did he come up with so many characters that are so darn attractive?
Yeah.
I won't live in a country that robs a man of his right to judge a cartoon character's attractiveness.
Why would we want to do that, Shelbyville?
And again, the Uncle Ben stay in your lane Levi's or whatever you were saying, Kevin.
Yeah. All right, Beck gets it on a narrow 2-1.
Well, duh.
And that is the end of the first round. Cheers,
oh, wow,
everybody.
Wow, that was fast.
I mean, that's how that always goes.
But now we need to approach the bracket from the other side.
It's going to go through this, and then we'll go down, and whoever wins goes against Kraven.
Uncle Ben versus Kraven. Yeah.
God willing. we'll see. All right, we're going down to round 2, starting back at the top. We've got Hoey Brown, a.k.a. The Prowler, versus Benjamin Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing.
$12? This ain't gonna get me anywhere.
Pretty neat, huh?
I'm gonna go Hobie Brown.
Hobie!
Yeah, he's not as annoying.
I mean, he kept talking about power a lot, which was really annoying. But Ben Grimm is also annoying. They're both kind of annoying.
Hobie at least can emote pretty well. Like, that scene with him and his girlfriend in the apartment, that's right out of Death of a Salesman, you know?
Are you telling me that Tea and Crumpets wasn't well emoted? You could hear the glee in that man's voice for his tea and crumpets. But I think I have to agree. Like I said, Ben Grimm, even when he's a human, he's kind of a regular looking dude. He's like, he's big physically, but then he's got like kind of a bald spot looking thing. I don't know. He's kind of a Joe Rogan looking fellow. Like, you're like, there's a lot of caveman DNA in there.
I'd say Ben Grimm is the micro of this bracket in that he's got the, I think when he was a human, they should have really steered into the gym teacher bod, where it's like, used to be ripped, now is a belly, you know?
Right.
That, to me, makes more sense for Ben Grimm.
No, that's fair. I can agree with that. I'm going to go
Kevin,
Hobie.
You can't make fun of Joe Rogan. He's king of podcasts.
It's true.
All right, so I think we got Hobie as the winner for that.
From where I stand, I only saw one way to go.
Next up, we have Keen Marlowe versus Uncle Ben Parker.
Ben Parker was as devastated as I was.
I'm here for you, and no matter what, I love you.
They were friends!
They were best friends, and now they're the greatest of enemies. I'm excited for this.
I mean, he's an old war dog, like, nipping at his heels.
I mean, objectively, Keen Marlowe did win out in a contest for a single woman's love. And you know what? He ages a little more gracefully, I think, than Uncle Ben did. Uncle Ben was like straight into the Dockers the minute he could. And then Keen Marlowe guy was like, I'm going to be a fucking spy. I'm going to like travel the world.
Yeah, Uncle Ben found that Lazy Boy recliner and Miller Lights on the weekend. So,
crush that natty ice.
Yeah, while Keen was globetrotting. I got to give it to Keen because his voice is just also, he's the whole package. The mustache, the spy, the rippedness, because he's more ripped than Uncle Ben, even before he turns his like ring on, and the accent.
Yeah, I mean, he's the destroyer of puss. I think I got to agree, Keen Marlowe.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with Uncle Ben because you know what? He did what he had to do. He settled down. He took care of the woman that he loved, and he took care of his brother's nephew when he needed to. So yeah, Uncle Ben.
Peter enjoying that responsibility and the power therein. But Keen is going to be our winner for that one.
Ben couldn't compete with that. He was just a regular, decent guy.
Next up, we have Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, versus Victor Von Doom.
50 years. I hope I'm not too out of date to be of any use.
Aha! I knew there was a higher power involved in this.
Oh, ooh. Damn.
It just depends how much of you value honesty.
I mean, Victor doesn't lie, but he does push it. He's a boundary pusher, which is something, I guess. But man, I think he's objectively a more attractive looking fella.
I thought we were going by the whole package here.
It is the whole package that we were exploring.
Getting in there, reaching around, grabbing it.
Yeah, jiggling, measuring. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it honestly, like, Steve Rogers is such a fucking bitch in those, like, Secret Wars episodes. I really don't like him. What's wrong with Iron Man?
Did he say that?
My favorite line read of the whole series.
What's wrong with Iron Man?
I'm going to go with Dr. Doom because I honestly think I like his accent better, like, and the voice acting, I guess, in general. I think he's more physically attractive in the series, and he's obviously more powerful, so you've got that too. Personality-wise, yeah, he's a little problematic, but if we're going from animal attraction, I don't need this goody-two-shoes Steve Rogers. I'm picking the bad boy.
I'm going to stick with Steve Rogers.
He is an impressive physical specimen.
He is of peak human physical condition.
Ooh.
And the only problem is Dr. Doom is a superhuman condition. Well, it's all down to Vero, the only woman on the podcast, to judge these men sexually.
No, you're allowed. You guys are allowed to rank men.
Kevin, it's 2021. Okay?
Yeah.
COVID has done things to me.
COVID has done things to me. I'm going to have to give it to the living legend himself, Captain America.
Oh my God, damn it. I'm taking the L on this one.
You're taking the L on this one. I mean, Kevin, you never put the Whizzer in the brackets. So.
Because we never saw him as a young man at all.
I'm looking for the Whizzer.
That's fair. Yeah, I got to give it to Captain America. Peter made a good point. If we are looking for total package, he's inspiring, you know? And
that man can give a speech.
And he's hunky.
Yeah, he can give a speech, all right. What's wrong with Iron Man?
He's hunky, and, you know,
That man can crash a bus.
Everybody, calm down. We got to figure out what's going on.
All right, last in the round, we have Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic, versus Quentin Beck, a.k.a. Mysterio.
Then I'm going to try to reawaken that dormant part.
I was going to stage this as the scene of your final sacrifice.
I'm going Mysterio. I can't with the puka shell necklace and the low po. I can't.
I mean, he is everyone's uncle, but these are two different uncles, you know? Like, Quentin Beck is your dad's brother. And Reed Richards is your mom's brother, you know?
I assume that has meaning to your family, Kevin.
No, it's like the A-type, like, wannabe, like, big shot versus, like, the laid-back dude. You know, it's two very different uncles.
Quentin Beck's definitely the beach bum.
Ooh.
He just got too into magic, close-up magic.
Yeah, he's Joe Blue of supervillains.
I don't know. I'm going to say that intelligence is attractive. Been working for me for a while. Not really.
You say so. All right. I'm going to go with Quentin Beck. I think he's a little hunkier. Reed Richards is a little more of a twink. So get out of here.
If we're going for full hunk, yeah, I feel like Beck can lift.
I think he's beefier. I think he fits the theme better.
Well, so he spent all that time in prison and... As they say, you get pretty ripped in prison.
Yeah, that's exactly the only thing they say about prison. How swole you get. So Quentin Beck takes the win.
Nice try, Wall Weasel. But you can't trick a trickster.
All right, we're going to the next round. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
All right.
All right, top of the order, we got Hobie Brown, a.k.a. the Prowler, against Keen Marlowe, a.k.a. the Destroyer.
Power. Power, 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 power. The only power that means anything to me now is my own power over myself.
Let me talk to her. Now, why don't you go out and take a walk or something?
Destroyer versus Prowler. What do we got?
I'm going to have to go with Marlowe. It's that mustache. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is a tricky one. But again, they did show him when he was a young man as Destroyer. And I think, yeah, he's a lot more of the full package here.
I got to go Keen Marlowe, too.
But Keen Marlowe also can convince you in one phrase, can't we?
It's true.
Convince you of anything.
It's how they get you. Yeah, and they both have good voices, but the British accent is probably a little bit better. And, you know, Obi, he turned it around, but he was kind of a dickhead to start with. He was pretty self-absorbed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look at that deep lunge. I just sent you a photo. Like, how is that not hunky? Flexible and strong.
Stop sending us photos of deep lunges.
Pharaoh, this isn't even Obi.
No, it's Keen Marlowe.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good lunge.
He doesn't have any groin issues.
It sounds like Keen's got it. We're moving on.
How ironic. I'd become the destroyer, all right. The destroyer of lives.
All right. The last matchup of this round, we have Steve Rogers, Captain America, versus Quentin Beck, a.k.a. Mysterio.
And maybe I'll let you survive.
Enough! It's payback time.
Oh, man. The Patriot versus the ficus. I mean, Quentin Beck will keep you cool with his turning into an air conditioning unit powers. Which one will we pick?
Again, you don't see Rogers without his thing on very often.
I think it's a cowl.
I want to see the full face. It is a cowl. You are correct.
I mean, you don't see Beck without the bowl very often.
In the Haunting episode, you see it a lot.
That's fair.
But also, don't forget that, can we cover Jake Gyllenhaal in this one?
No.
Never mind that.
No,
and I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is going to win against, what's his name?
Chris Evans? Yeah, that's America's ass.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
Even if you want to do that, it's like, yeah, America's ass versus Donnie Darko. I don't see him winning.
It'd be like Paul Rudd versus Chris Evans. That would be the dark horse one where people would be like, but Paul Rudd's so cute and funny.
Right, right. Yeah.
He's also like 55.
But he doesn't age.
Neither does Keanu. Keanu's like 60.
In answer to the actual thing, as much as I don't love Steve Rogers in those episodes and I've been biased against him from the beginning here, I think I'm going to switch my vote to Steve Rogers for this one because objectively, even as beefy as they draw Mysterio in here, it is Captain America. I think he's got this matchup.
Yep, I'm sticking with Steve Rogers and that honesty. Basically, Mysterio is all about deception, right?
Yeah, but he's going to be, if he's in love with you, he's going to lie, cheat, and steal in order to get you what you need. Like, that's what he was doing for his lady.
But he's going to literally lie to you about the hopes for you to get a new face or whatever the fuck he did.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he didn't, she was going to kill herself, which she ended up doing.
So
and took him down with him.
What did lying solve?
It gave them a couple of months together, in which he could maybe try and get her the help she needed, but...
I'm going Steve Rogers. Beck, you know, the low ponytail was great, but he, like I said, he's the living legend.
Yeah, the low pony is going to ride off into the sunset, I'm afraid. Steve Rogers is our winner for this round by a sweep.
Beck is too much of a fuckboy. He's going to surf off and leave you with that puka shell necklace around his neck and just maybe he's got an anklet too. Who knows?
Well, now you're turning my boat around. The anklet. Didn't know that was in the button. No anklets were in play.
I don't know.
No. All right, Steve Rogers wins.
That's the price you pay when you do this job.
That's the end of that round. Cheers, everyone. Got my second drink here. Oh, screwdriver action, that's fine. We are in the finals for this new bracket. And our challengers are Keen Marlowe, a.k.a. the Destroyer, versus Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America.
This is the most sophisticated organization ever created.
Can't you run it without an old war dog like me nipping at your heels?
No kidding. It looks to me like America needs heroes now more than ever.
Man, they were allies. Like, this is a pretty good face-off.
That's a good point.
And they're both super soldiers.
Yep. Yeah.
And I mean, it has to be stated that Keen's version of, like, Keen's powers are just a slightly shittier version of Steve's powers.
Yep. It's him and Black Marble.
Except slightly worse, and they have to wear a ring all the time. I mean, on the other hand, Keen does have the accent.
And the mustache.
So, I mean, depends on how you feel about that.
To a fault of Captain America, we never see how he grows up. We see that Keen starts hunky young and ends hunky old.
Mm-hmm.
We never get to see an aged America.
I kind of assume that Steve Rogers ages a lot more slowly.
Yeah.
Because he is peak physical and that doesn't ever stop. Whereas Keen had to turn it on and off. So maybe it made him a little bit more youthful. But I'll bet you Steve Rogers ages very slowly, or at least incredibly gracefully.
I think he ages at the same rate, but it's the whole man out of time thing.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not saying he lives forever like a Wolverine situation. I'm just saying, like, I'll bet you, like, you know, he's one of those guys. He's like 60 and he looks 40, like that kind of thing.
Keanu.
Oh, yeah, with that really weird leathery tan.
Yeah.
But I bet you he wouldn't. I bet you he would just look, like, really good for his age. He's one of those guys.
I'm going to give it to Captain America because Captain America never got his wife murdered because he couldn't not live without the thrill of kicking ass.
That's a fair point if we're going to bring relationships into this.
That's the whole package, the personality. Like, we've talked about the outward, the war dog nipping at Fury's heels. But we also glanced over Keen being an addict and having selfish tendencies. So I'm going to go with...
Well, if we're slandering these guys now, how about we point out, like, Steve Rogers and his, like, weirdly predatory instincts around Black Cat, a woman I don't know how many decades his junior?
He was picking up on the vibe.
But he's a man out of time, so he's not old.
He was picking up on the vibe. That's all it was. He could tell she was, like, spiritually his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he was trying to help Spider-Man. Like, he realized he was being a dick, and maybe he was like, oh, I'll get Spider-Man to act on this by, like, making him a little jealous.
I guess my clear bias against Steve Rogers has been apparent for this entire bracket, but I'm fucking going Keen. Go Keen, go mustache, go accent. Destroy this motherfucker. Let's see it.
As for me, I'm going to give this episode... No, wait, we're not doing that, are we? No, I'm going to have to stick with Captain America.
All right. I kind of expected this outcome, but I understand it. It's Steve Rogers takes the W on this bonus bracket.
If it gets any worse, it might be wise for us to turn back.
Which means he has the right to take on the champion of the previous bracket, Kraven the Hunter, Sergei Kravenov. So, much like last time, we're going to have ourselves a blind vote to determine who is going to be our hunkiest of hunks. Is it Steve Rogers, Captain America, or is it Sergei Kravenov, Kraven the Hunter?
First, last, and always, fight on! You must be the other man!
I think we'll just refresh people's memories about why Kraven won last time. Obviously, Vero was a big fan of those jeans that he wore in one episode. I mean he's got that animal magnetism, he's got the strength, even when he's not a villain, he's got the looks, everyone says it. And in his original comics appearance, there was a lot more made about how fucking hot he was. People were like throwing panties at him when he got off a plane. So I think Kraven is a strong candidate.
You know, there's a character arc. He starts off as a villain, then he's a good guy, and he cares. Like, there's a redemption story in there, too, that we, you know, he's got a heart of gold. He was also rich. Like, you know, just a Prussian rich safari hunter man. Like,
pretty awesome backstory.
I'm sure there's some Tsar money in there somewhere.
yeah, I think they had to flee. Okay. Well, we are going to get to the vote, so we will vote in the in our secret chat. On the count of three, everybody, like, type out your answer. And on the count of three, we will we'll press enter, and we'll see who's the winner.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
What is that? Is that you, Peter?
Oh, say something.
Does the lion hunt without his mane?
What we have here are two votes for Kraven and an overly sexualized gif of Chris Evans taking off his shirt from Peter.
I thought you were going to send the picture of his penis, Peter.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Going back into incognito mode there, Peter? Is that what happened in quarantine? No. All right. So by a 2-1 margin, much like last time, Kraven the Hunter takes the W as the hunkiest hunk from Spider-Man the Animated Series.
What have we done with our lives?
I'm so sorry. You know what? It was a wasted year for everyone.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, thank God we were able to settle this without too much bloodshed.
The burning questions that everybody had. Who was hunkiest of all?
Yeah, we got there, guys.
What a mountain.
Well, that's going to be it for us. We want to thank you all so much for listening. We'll post the bracket on social media for you to try and fill in and disagree with us or whatever. We'd love to hear it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or by email. All the links are on the web at radioactivespiderpod.com. If you have favorite parts of our episodes past, send those along too with some timestamps so we can include them in a future episode. We've also got merch on TeePublic, bonus episodes on Patreon if you want to support us. But most of all, we'd love it if you took a second to rate and review the show or share it with someone online. Check out our older episodes if you haven't already, or if you just want to hear more. And we'll be back with some more mystery content in 2 weeks. Until then, this is Radioactive Spider Pod saying, you're all beautiful in our eyes. Unless we have something better.
Keep swinging.
Oh,
see
you
on the upswing.
Does the lion hunt without his mane?
This brunch is over. It's so hard to let you go.
What's wrong with Iron Man?
Can't wait. Spider-Man.
Let's go and get paid by anybody, because this is our actual job!
Hey, we are clean and unbiased with our lack of sponsorship of any kind.
We are independent since August 2018.
That's right. We'll start our own network with blackjack and hookers.
Overly niche.